Money 105.5 presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, from Rogerson Business Services, certified business broker Andrew Rogerson on Money 2.0.
Good morning. Welcome to 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. I'm the host of the show, Andrew Rogerson. My guest this morning, I've got two guests. My first guest is a young lady, Carolyn Durkee, and Carolyn is the marketing director for Two Men in a Truck. And we're talking with more with Carolyn just shortly. And my second guest is Carl Palachuk. And I've known Carl for about 5 years or so now. And Carl is the CEO of KP Enterprises. He's also the author of a book, Relax, Focus, Succeed. And during his workday, Carl spends his time looking at technology. So I thought it'd be interesting to talk to Carl about technology and how it's impacting and changing small business. So those are my two guests this morning. If you're listening to the show for the first time, welcome. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to go to my website, if you're hearing something of interest to you, each of the shows recorded on a weekly basis and made available from my website. So if you want to go to my website, www.rogersonbusinessservices.com, you can get a recording of this show and plus all the other shows I've been doing. So lots of good content on the show. One of the things I try and do is focus on business issues, and the guests that I bring on each week are talking about a specific issue that impacts a small business. So you're welcome to go to my website to look at that and get more information. If you're thinking about selling a business or buying a franchise, that's what I do, and you're welcome to give me a call. Don't call right now because I'm doing the radio show, but you're welcome to call after the show, 916-570-2674. Happy to talk to you and answer any questions you may have. So what's this show about? The show is about, it's for small business owners or those thinking of becoming a business owner or those want to live the American dream. It's all about information and about taking action. We cover topics that cover the spectrum of selling a business or buying a franchise or buying a business. These topics include finance, legal issues, tax, accounting, as well as sales and marketing. Or as I like to say, this show is where Wall Street meets Main Street. My name is Andrew Rogerson. I'm a certified business broker and the host of your show. I'm certified through the California Association of Business Brokers, and I'm also certified with International Business Brokers Association. And last week I was in Anaheim at a conference for the International Business Brokers Association. So it was intriguing to see what's happening in the US. The economy is getting better. People are getting more confident and things are changing. I'm also the author of four books, Successfully Buy Your Business, Successfully Sell Your Business, Successfully Start Your Business, and Successfully Buy Your Franchise. So if you have an interest in more information, again, you're welcome to visit my website, www.rogersonbusinessservices.com. And the books are available on there, and you get some more information about the about those books. My first guest, as I mentioned this morning, mentioned when I started the introduction, is Carolyn, and Carolyn's with Two Men in a Truck. Carolyn, have I got you here? I think I have.
Yes, you do. I'm here.
welcome, Carolyn, and thank you for coming. And
thank you.
My reason for having Carolyn come to the show is that they did a great thing a few on Mother's Day. They helped a bunch of mothers with some different things. So I'll let Carolyn tell us a bit more. What was Two Men in a Truck doing for the mothers on Mother's Day?
Well, what we do is it's a annual program called Movers for Moms, and we started it in about 2009, so a couple years back. And basically what we do is we gather community together, you know, local schools and businesses in collecting creature comfort items. So we collect soaps, lotions, clothing, anything like that, and bring them to the women at the Weave Women's Shelter right in time for Mother's Day.
And just give us a bit more information. What's Weave? I'm aware of what Weave is, but if people aren't familiar with Weave, what does Weave do?
Weave, it's a safe house for women who are escaping a domestic environment. So could be an abusive household, or maybe, you know, there's kids in the household and there's abuse. So the mom or the wife will leave that household and seek help from Weave. Sometimes they stay in the shelter. Sometimes they just get counseling help at the actual business center of Weave. Either way, Weave has a lot of ways of supporting these women. So we're just kind of coming alongside them and providing them with the materials they need to make that happen.
And how successful was the event you had? I know that lead up to the Mother's Day, you were collecting things. How successful was what you put together?
That's right. It was actually amazingly successful this year. We've done this for several years, and over the course, I think it was 3 or 4 years, we've collected 8,000 items. So this year we had a really big goal, and that was to collect 10,000 items. Wow. So it was, you know, above anything we've done collectively over the past. And we actually had some really strategic partnerships, including the Fish Radio Station and the Sacramento Association of Realtors. And with some of those partnerships, we were able to completely blow our goal out of the water. And we actually collected over 13,000 items for Weave, and then another $1,400, you know, in monetary donations.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
It was wonderful.
Yep, and the no doubt the people from Weave would have been delighted. And
absolutely. No, some of the women there said it was the best gift they'd ever received.
Yep, so that's fantastic. One of the things I like to do each week on the show is mention a charity, and it's just great to hear such success for a charity. And Two Minute Truck, I think, need to be applauded for what they do. And with that success, I'm sure they'll look at doing it again next year.
Thank you. Absolutely. Yeah. We plan to do it every year.
Every year.
Every year in the future.
Absolutely fantastic. And as I say, I each week I like to mention a charity, and I was delighted to mention what Two Minute Truck were doing for Weave prior to the event, just give it some information. Seeing I'm touching on a charity, I would like to mention an event that's taking place on Saturday, June 30th. My daughter works at a hair salon called Cut Loose, and Cut Loose are on Mission Avenue in Carmichael, 3449 Mission Avenue in Carmichael. And they're devoting the day to raising money for one of the people that used to work at Cut Loose. Actually got married and they moved to Boston. And they were at the Boston Marathon, and they were standing in the wrong place because when the bomb went off, unfortunately, the two people, the husband and their wife, they each lost their right leg as a result of the explosion. So it's amazing how these tragedies touch us. We think Boston's a long way away, but you had people from here in Sacramento that fell in love, got married, moved to Boston. And they're remembered here in the community. So the people at Cut Loose would like to raise some money to help offset their medical bills. So if you've got spare time on Saturday, June 30th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Cut Loose are doing all sorts of things. They've got a sidewalk sale, and you can get your hair cut and salon services. They've got special prices. A men's haircut, for example, is $10. A women's haircut is $20. There's a chair massage for $15 for about 15 minutes. And so it goes on. There's a range of different things that that Cut Loose are doing. And all the proceeds, the entire proceeds for the event are going to help these two people. So I think that's great. My daughter works at Cut Loose, and just absolutely delighted to be able to mention what they're doing. So if you got time, it's Saturday, June 30th. Their address is 3449 Mission Avenue in Carmichael. If you've got questions, give them a call, 916-480-9599. And it's all being done by Cut Loose, which is a hair design business in Carmichael. So anything you can do to help will be greatly appreciated. And the people who, what's amazing, they're young married couple in their early 30s, they each lost their right leg. So just amazing, you know, just a tragedy what's happened, but the community's there to help them. So if you want to get in and help, that would be appreciated. So Carolyn, we sidetracked there, but that's okay. That's what I do. And we're actually going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to you more about 2 Men in a Truck. So hang in there for us. We'll come back from break, and I'll talk to Carolyn Durkee, and Carolyn's with 2 Men in a Truck. Be back shortly.
Money 2.0 is sponsored by Rogerson Business Services.
Call Money 1055 at 866-576-1055. And get your questions answered in real time, right now, on Money 2.0.
Hi, I'm Phil Cowan for Feed the Children. Their vision is to make sure no child or family goes to bed hungry. And Feed the Children's mission is pretty simple: provide hope and resources for those without life's essentials. They do that in a variety of ways, from distributing backpacks with supplies and healthy snacks for homeless students, to joining first responders after disasters like the recent Oklahoma City tornadoes. Feed the Children does good work, which is why Money 105.5 is proud to work with them. They'll be distributing backpacks in Sacramento later this summer, but right now Feed the Children faces a critical need. After the recent disasters, they need donations. You can help as an individual by making a donation at money1055.biz or by calling Feed the Children at 800-235-9339. We've also helped generate thousands of dollars in donations to Feed the Children with our Business Benefactor Program. Here's Sales Manager Scott Hamilton to explain how it works.
Any business that steps up and donates $1,380 or more to Feed the Children gets a free advertising campaign on AM 1380 The Answer and Money 105.5. No strings attached. Donate $1,380 to Feed the Children, and we'll give you a turnkey ad campaign on both radio stations.
Okay, what's the best way to reach you, Scott?
Just call my direct line at 916-563-7498. Leave a message if I'm away from my desk.
Or hiding out from the general manager.
Yeah, I do that a lot.
Don't I know it. Call 563-7498 or go to money1055.biz to find out more. That's money1055.biz.
Are you a business owner or entrepreneur at heart? I am too. I'm Andrew Rogerson, a local business broker and host of Money 2.0. Listen live Tuesdays at 10 on Money 105.5 FM. Let's talk about how you can successfully run your business.
Tune in to Money 2.0 with Andrew Rogerson, certified business broker and author of 4 books, Successfully Start Your Business, Buy Your Business, Buy Your Franchise, and Successfully Sell Your Business. Hear Andrew Rogerson on Money 2.0 live 10 a.m. Tuesdays right here on Money 105.5 FM.
Money experts every morning at 10 on Money 2.0. Now, back to the host, Andrew Rogerson.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening to 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. I'm the host of your show, Andrew Rogerson. My first guest this morning is Carolyn Durkee, and Carolyn's with the marketing director for Two Men in a Truck, and she brings all their operation together, and we'll talk more about that shortly. But one of the reasons that I had Carolyn come on board, she caught my attention. I was exchanging emails with her, and she was telling me she was traveling down to New Zealand and Australia. Well, if somebody's traveling down to New Zealand and Australia, that catches my attention, because I used to have my own travel company in LA, sending Americans down to Australia, New Zealand, Fiji, and Tahiti. And obviously with my funny accent, that was of interest to me as well. So, Carolyn, you've just come back from visiting Down Under, is that right?
That's right. And it's funny you mentioned Tahiti, because we actually went there as well.
Oh, did you? Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. So you did Tahiti, New Zealand?
New Zealand and Australia.
And you went to Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
So, Carolyn went to Sydney. She missed the best part of Australia, which is Melbourne, which is where I'm from. But that's okay. She can go back on her second trip.
She's allowed into the country more than once. That's the plan, to go back there again.
There you go. So how did you find what was the highlight of your trip?
I'm still a little bit torn, to be honest, between Sydney and New Zealand, because the reason I went at all was the New Zealand portion. To be honest, I've heard so many good reviews about the scenery there.
Yep.
And, you know, the rolling green hills and sheep pasture land and everything. So it did not disappoint. No. But I was amazed with Sydney. It was one of those cities where you just instantly fall in love with. And I was only there for 2 days in Sydney, but it captured me,
yep.
You know.
No, that's right. It is a great place to visit. Sydney definitely has its own personality with the harbour, with the bridge, the Sydney Harbour Bridge, mm-hmm. and with the Opera House and all the city of Sydney. It definitely is an intriguing place. So I'm glad you went there. The good news is if you enjoyed the New Zealand scenery, you only went to the North Island.
That's right.
And the South Island is where the pretty scenery
is. That's what I've heard. So, we're saving that for the summer when there will be nice warm weather rather than snow covering everything.
Yes. So you've been there. You'll have to go back and visit the South Island. Mm-hmm. There's absolutely glorious scenery from Christchurch down to a place called Queenstown. There's the Southern Alps, they're called, and Mount Cook is the highest mountain in the Southern Hemisphere, I think, and it's always covered with snow, and it's an absolutely spectacular drive. It's about a 10-hour drive from Christchurch mm-hmm. down to Queenstown, and it is absolutely glorious. So
I definitely must do that someday.
Must do that. So add that to your list of things to do.
Yes.
So. So tell me a little bit about Two Men in a Truck. What does Two Men in a Truck do? You kind of
Two Men in a Truck. It's a local moving company. It's actually a franchise company. So it started about 20 years ago in Michigan. It was, you know, a single mom and her two high school boys, and they were just saving up money for college. And they succeeded and went to college, and then she still kept getting phone calls asking for movers. So that's when she decided, okay, I need to turn this into an actual company. And here 20 years later, it's one of the, you know, most successful moving franchise companies in the nation.
So that's intriguing. It was started by a single mom, mm-hmm. and That's intriguing to me, is because one of the things I do is help people buy and sell a franchise. And what's intriguing is that franchises come in all shapes and sizes. And for a single mom to have the vision to start a franchise that focused on helping people move their goods,
that's right.
Absolutely fantastic. So, yeah. So the franchise, who's the franchise owner in the Sacramento area?
There's actually two. It's a co-ownership between Mark Sneer and Chad Arnold. Okay. And they've been in Sacramento for about 10 years now.
Okay.
So they've run the franchise successfully, and we've had a lot of referral customers, repeat business from people that have used us before.
Yep. And what are some of the things that you do? I mean, is it just a matter of helping people move things around, or is it a bit more involved than that?
Right. Well, we actually have a full range of moving services. We can do local or long-distance moving. We can do home or business moving. We can help with packing, unpacking, loading, unloading. And we have a full range of boxes. So we can pretty much cover any move, any shape or size of move, any need that somebody has at all relevant to moving.
Yep.
Usually you can help them with that.
And your role there, you're the marketing manager.
That's
so
right.
What does your role entail?
Well, I think I have the most fun job there. Some of the other people might argue, but I get to do all the social media. So I'm on Twitter and Facebook, Foursquare, Pinterest. Getting the company name out there on social media. I also do networking with the local chambers of commerce and, any of the public relations of the company, anything like that, it all falls on my plate. So it's a pretty fun job. It's got a lot of, different tasks that happen every day.
So I've got lots of business owners listening to the show, and one of the things I get asked, and I actually have my own concern, is that social media, getting social media to work, seeing social media is your responsibility at Two Men in a Truck.
That's right.
How do you see social media? Do you see it as a successful way of spending time?
Absolutely. Sometimes you have to put a lot of time and a lot of work into it, but it does pay off. I have had several people on Twitter that have come, said, hey, look, we're moving next weekend. Can you help us out? And we've been able to reach out to them and actually help people. And I believe Fox 40's Bethany Crouch, we've talked to her through Twitter and ended up moving her through, a Twitter connection. So
wow.
It can be very beneficial. And then we've had people that have come to us after a move and said, hey, thanks for helping me with the move this week. It went great.
So what are the social media services you use? Facebook and Twitter? What else do you use?
We try to have a presence just about everywhere. We put more time into the sites that seem like they give more back, for the time that we put in. So Twitter, at Facebook, we get a lot of response from that. And
yep.
So we put most of our time into those. But we also have presence on LinkedIn, Google+, Foursquare, Instagram, Pinterest, pretty much any of those big ones you hear about.
Yep. And I think you mentioned Yelp before. You've had some success
yes,
with Yelp as well.
Yes, absolutely. With Yelp, we have a lot of people that Yelp about us. So, sometimes that can be a good thing. Sometimes, you don't really like what you see on there, but that's what makes it real, is having a mixture of the good and the bad.
Yep, that's great. So I'm intrigued to learn that social media is effective, and it's also interesting for me to listen to you and understand the different social media services that are available, and you're getting success from using all of them. So,
right.
So that's great, because that's mm-hmm. one of the challenges as a small business owner, is you have limited time, and trying to find the right one. Everyone's talking about Facebook and how important that is. And I was delighted to hear you say that Twitter is successful for you as well, because
mm-hmm.
I just would have thought Twitter just didn't quite fit. But
yeah, well, it helps if you shout out little, moving tips, packing tips here and there, then it's going to be front of mind when somebody is moving. They're going to think, oh, well, I saw on Facebook or on Twitter,
yep.
Two Men in a Truck mentioned packing tips. And then they'll think of you and say, hey, how do I pack this,
wow.
or they'll get their information there.
And again, that's one of your roles, though. Your role at Two Minute Truck is to bring all this together. So
that's right.
You bring
that's
some
right.
structure and
mm-hmm.
and do you have any way of measuring and managing all the different social media, or is it just something you just learned from through time?
It's definitely a gradually changing process. We do have some things we use. Clout
yes.
is one site that will measure your influence. You
yep.
can kind of see how you're doing there. And then we use a lot of tools as far as scheduling, too, because it is a lot of time
right.
that you put into it. So if you can kind of put that all into one time that you're working on social media and
yep.
then just kind of monitor it throughout
yep.
the week, then
yep.
it's a lot more efficient.
So using a tool like Hootsuite?
Hootsuite, exactly.
Yep. Okay, there
mm-hmm.
you go. So
yeah.
lots of things to learn, an intriguing world of social media, but if you can learn it and master it, it is very effective. And my next guest, Carl Pelichuk. Carl's also a big believer in social media, and maybe we'll ask him a few questions as well. But so back to Two Minute Truck. Who's a typical customer of Two Minute Truck?
You know, we service just about any type of customer. We help a lot of families that are moving locally. And a lot of our moves, you know, maybe they might be seniors that are moving into a senior community, or it could be a business move into a new office.
Right.
We aren't really picky with our customers. Yep. You know, in our industry, we pretty much can serve any type of move, like I said before.
So you're here to help. That's the bottom
basically.
Line. If somebody needs to make a move, you're here to help. And do you just move locally, or it can be around the...
We can move all the way to Maine if someone needs us to.
Okay. What about Australia and New Zealand? Have you got that worked out yet or not?
You know, I don't think we've done any international moves yet, but the future is open. We'll see what happens.
Okay. And is that something you could do? If somebody had to move internationally, is that part of what you do, or you'd outsource that to somebody else?
I've never been faced with that before. So, you know, cross that bridge when we come to it.
I've asked you a new question. So when I'm heading to move back to Australia, I'll have to give you a call and see if we can
work something out for you. Yeah.
How do you typically charge for your service? I guess that's hard to work out, but is there a rule of thumb you use when somebody asks for a price?
It's different whether you're going, you know, long distance, such as over 100 miles or out of state, or whether you're doing a local move.
Yep.
So for local moves, it's pretty much an hourly rate.
Okay.
So you'll have a certain rate for a two-man crew. It'll be a little bit more expensive if you're doing a three-man crew because you're getting that extra laborer. And then you just multiply that hourly rate by the number of hours worked.
Okay.
So that's how it's done. One thing that sets us apart, because just about every other mover in the region is going to charge the same way.
Right.
So one thing we do differently is we don't add on extra charges. For example, fuel charges, double drive time charges. We don't add those on. So it's just the flat, you know, hourly rate. And that way the customer knows what to expect.
Yep. Very good.
Yeah.
And what's happening in the industry? Is there lots of changes? One of the things I'm seeing in almost every industry, there's things that keep changing. Are you being caught up in change?
You know, we are. There's a lot of environmental changes. There's a lot of regulatory changes for having green trucks. So we have to keep up with, you know, making improvements with the technology of the trucks and keeping those current. There's also changes as far as the players in the industry. So we have kind of a problem of people who come to Craigslist and they advertise themselves, you know, just some guy in a truck, and they right. advertise themselves for $50 an hour for moving services. And for a licensed moving company, we can't even compete with that.
Right.
Because it's just so much cheaper, really.
Yes.
But the problem is that since they're unlicensed, they don't have workers' comp.
Right.
So if somebody hires that person and the laborer, the person that is offering their services, is hurt on the move, then it's the responsibility of the person that hired them, of the customer, to cover any costs. So they're really taking on a huge liability to hire somebody that's an unlicensed mover.
So that's an important point, because I guess it's simple to become a mover by opening up getting a truck and having a couple of bodies and you're good to go. But it's all the compliance and all those sorts of things you've got to take care of that's important to the quality of what you do and what you're about. Mm-hmm. Carolyn, we've run out of time. I want to thank you for being a guest this morning.
Thank you for having me.
If somebody's got a question, what's the best number to call you on?
They can reach me at 916-852-7411.
Okay, 916-852-7411. And if you want more information, they have a website. It's www.twomensacramento.com. So if you want some more information about Two Men a Truck, you can go to their website. Or give Carolyn a call, 852-7411, and you can ask her about her trip to New Zealand, Australia, and Tahiti, and you have an opening conversation with her. So, Carolyn, thanks for being a guest.
Thank you.
And hopefully we'll see you around the networking events.
Absolutely.
And thanks for listening. My second guest is sitting here ready to go, Carl Pelichuk. When we come back from break, I'll introduce Carl to you, and we'll go from there. So please hang in there.
Money 2.0 is sponsored by Rogerson Business Services.
Call Money 1055 at 866-576-1055 and get your questions answered in real time right now. on Money 2.0.
Stocks rally. The S&P 500 index advances for a second day. From Bloomberg World Headquarters, I'm Charlie Pellett. Stocks are gaining as housing starts climbed in May. Also, investors are awaiting the outcome of that two-day Fed policy meeting. AT&T and American Express are up at least 1.4%, pacing gains among the largest companies. Kumar Sreekumar is founder of Sreekumar Global Strategies.
The Fed's mandate is economic growth and employment on the one hand, and the second one is maintaining low inflation rate. They have failed in both their objectives. Inflation is way below target, and the sustainable economic growth is very elusive.
The S&P 500 index up 11 points to 1650, a gain of 0.7%. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 127 points to 15,307, a gain of 0.8%. And NASDAQ is up 29 points, a gain there of 0.84%. That's a Bloomberg Market Minute.
I'm Craig Ashton of the injury law firm of Ashton & Price. Insurance companies perform a very valuable service, but they want to keep their money. However, they do respond to Clarity. In personal injury cases, Clarity is your friend. When you are clear about the nature and extent of your injuries, it is best for your case and your life. At Ashton & Price, we will introduce you to the best medical care providers in the region who do not require upfront payment. When the motivation is to regain your health, the legal issues clearly fall into place. There is never a fee unless you win, so Google Ashton & Price for a free consultation.
Remember, for the best advice, don't think twice. Call Ashton & Price.
Are you a business owner or entrepreneur at heart? I am too. I'm Andrew Rogerson, a local business broker and host of Money 2.0. Listen live Tuesdays at 10 on Money 105.5 FM. Let's talk about how you can successfully run your business.
Tune in to Money 2.0 with Andrew Rogerson, certified business broker and author of four books, Successfully Start Your Business, Buy Your Business, Buy Your Franchise, and Successfully Sell Your Business. Hear Andrew Rogerson on Money 2.0 live, 10 a.m. Tuesdays, right here on Money 105.5 FM.
Money experts, every morning at 10 on Money 2.0. Now, back to the host, Andrew Rogerson.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening to 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. I'm the host of your show, Andrew Rogerson, and my first guest this morning, who's now gone back to work, is Carolyn Durkee, and Carolyn's the marketing manager at Two Men in a Truck, and sitting in the seat that Carolyn was sitting in, I have my second guest, who is Carl Palachuk. And Carl's the CEO of KP Enterprises and the skilled person of many things. Carl, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I'm welcome. Thanks for coming. Just KP Enterprises, I know you do different things because Carl was brave enough a few years back to talk to me. I've written these four books, and Carl was brave enough to talk to me and say, Andrew, I think we can do something with these books. Let's get them published and see if we can get some sales going for you. So Carl does different things. He has a technology company, and we'll talk more about that in a minute. And he's a publisher, but he's also the author, and he's written a book called Relax, Focus, Succeed. Perhaps you can start there. Carl, tell us a little bit about Relax, Focus, Succeed. What's that all about?
So Relax, Focus, Succeed is, the subtitle is, A Guide to Balancing Your Personal and Professional Lives and Being More Successful in Both. And it's just a book that came out of my personal experience and gives some tips on how you can balance your life and figure out ways to slow down and get more done and just bring a little more purpose into your life.
And I think you wrote the book, you had a specific purpose when you wrote it, or there was a specific reason behind you writing the book. And perhaps you want to share that with us.
Well, I have a disease called rheumatoid arthritis, which is an immune disease. It makes you tired all the time and obviously a great deal of pain. And when I first came down with it, it took me about 3 years to get the disease under control. And in that time, I went through a series of really horrible experiences with various kinds of chemicals and drugs and so forth, and the doctors trying to figure out how to get on top of it. And so I was not able to work very much. I literally worked between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday for about 3 years. And at the end of that period, I realized that I had become very successful by any standards. And so I thought, well, now exactly what did I do? You know, how can I reconstruct this for people who don't have a critical disease, right? And so that's where I started putting together the book and blogging about it and eventually wrote Relax, Focus, Succeed.
So one of the things I admire about Carl is that he has this illness, and he could use it as an excuse to say, oh, wow, woe is me. This illness is terrible. It's going to control my life, and therefore I need to go and get a job and take things easy, and I can feel sorry for myself. But in actual fact, Carl does the complete reverse. He says, okay, I have this challenge. I need to measure and manage it, which is what he does. And in the process, he gets on and he runs his life according to what makes sense to Carl. And that includes owning and operating these businesses. And again, it's not just one business that he operates. He has different feet in different places. Just give us a quick summary of the different things you do, Carl.
All righty. Well, most of my time today is spent training IT consultants on how to be better on the business side of their business. So I write books for them as well. I've written a total of 10 books. And then I travel around the country and I do trainings on specific products from various companies, Microsoft and Intel and so forth. I run a book publishing business, which started for publishing my own books, but I occasionally have other projects, including you and I have done some work together.
Yes.
And I am now working with the company, KP Enterprises is now America's tech support. And so I work with them and give them some guidance day to day and help them with some sales and some project management.
So there's a complete variety of different things you do. And again, that's one of the strengths, one of the skills that Carl has is he's touching different things. And, you know, all this learning and all this knowledge takes time to acquire, but it doesn't slow you down.
No, it doesn't slow me down. At least it doesn't seem to slow me down. Part of what happens is I still can't work 14-hour days. I don't think anybody should, but I'm physically incapable of doing that. And so I figured out ways to get more done in less time. And the key to that is focus. I'm a huge believer that multitasking is not humanly possible. You only have one brain. So you can choose to do many things poorly, or you can focus on one thing at a time and just do that one thing. And research more and more and more is showing that multitasking is, in fact, a myth. So focusing on one thing at a time, and there are lots of rules within my business that allow me to get that focus done.
So let's talk about that. So that makes perfect sense to me, because one of the things we keep hearing and being encouraged to do is to multitask, and if we're multitasking, we can be more efficient and more productive. And you're saying that's not necessarily the case. So talk to me a little about that. How do we manage that? If we got this mindset that multitasking is a good thing, tell me how I retrain myself to step away from that.
Well, the easiest thing is to turn off distractions and have policies that prohibit distractions. For example, I literally never answer my phone. I call people back. Because 99 times out of 100, when I answer the phone, somebody's trying to interrupt what I'm doing, and the chances that it's more important than the thing in front of me are very, very slim. So unless you're in the sales business, it's really easy to manage a lot of things by not answering the phone. On other fronts, turn off all the little pop-ups in Outlook. And, you know, I'm not the only one who says that. You hear it time and time again at marketing events. Turn off the distractions. In my office, we have these little orange cones. If the orange cone is out, you are uninterruptible. No one can come and bother you. Things like that. And we make a point of asking someone, are you interruptible? And not being offended if somebody says, yes, I'm uninterruptible.
Yeah.
You know, go away. So you just have to have policies and procedures that allow that to happen.
So that's intriguing. So not only do you have the mindset, but to make it clear, you put these policies and procedures in place. I presume they're written, because I think that's part of what you do. You're very big on writing things. You're very big on standard operating procedures. Have I got that right?
Oh, yes. So that's a big part of what I do in the IT business, is help people with standard operating procedures and documentation. And we do have these things written down. There are also some things that are very straightforward, like, you know, just get in the habit of prioritizing. And if everybody's always working on the highest priority thing in front of them, you'll get a lot more done. And we spend so much of our time with wasted effort, you know, not necessarily standing around the water cooler anymore, but right, doing lots and lots of things. How much time do you waste on Facebook instead, yep, of just closing it out,
right,
and checking it once an hour or once every 4 hours?
Right. Yep. Yep. So that's intriguing, because I spent 5 years at HP, and one of my roles at HP was a program manager. And one of my responsibilities as the program manager was to take a team of five people. We built to 42 people. and we built an international call center for HP to solve their problems. And the only way of doing all that was to write things down and have standard operating procedures, because once you've written it down, if there's a better way to do it, it's so easy to change. Because it's written down, you just quickly make the change, you inform everybody of the new change, and everyone's up to speed very quickly. So that's part of your methodologies with how you do things?
Yes, and you know, in the IT business, it's easy to have a ticketing system where a problem comes in and you prioritize it from highest to lowest and oldest to newest, and it's pretty obvious what you should be working on. And so we've developed a similar thing in my book publishing business. We have a tool, actually, that's something that I wrote that allows us to put in every single task that needs to be done and prioritize it. So, you know, if you've got stuff that is high priority and you're doing A and B work, okay, then you focus on the stuff where maybe you're doing B and C work, right? So you try to improve by working on the things where you're not already up to speed.
So Cal's the author of a book, Relax, Focus, Succeed. He actually brought some copies into the studio today. So if you're listening and your interest is piqued, give the station a call. And I've got three copies, and they're available here to pick up at the studio. So you're welcome to call in, and I'll get a call in number for you. The number, here we go. It's 866-576-1055. And talk to the lady that answers the phone and just make sure this copy's available. But Carl brought in three. It's called Relax, Focus, Succeed. If you happy to go and buy a copy of Carl's book, it's available from his website, which has an unusual name. It's called relaxfocussucceed.com. So nice and easy. So the book's available from your website. Carl, how much is the book to buy from the website?
It's $19.95. It's also available on Amazon.
Okay.
And, pretty much anywhere you buy books, yep, you should be able to get it.
That's right. So if you have an interest, go to Amazon, or you can go onto Carl's website, www.relaxfocussucceed.com, and you can download it. It's in a PDF to download?
I don't honestly know the answer to that question.
There you go.
That's live radio for you.
No, exactly. That's okay. I just put Carl on the spot, and I called him out. So anyway, go to his website or go to Amazon. If you've got a Kindle or a device like that, the book will be available to work in Kindle. So you can do that. So Relax, Focus, Succeed. We talked about focus and creating disciplines to keep things more under control and creating written policies and procedures. Does the succeed part, just as it makes sense, by implementing the Relax, Focus, Succeed model you put together, it all just flows together to solve the solution?
Well, at some level it does. Another important thing, though, is I'm huge on taking time every single day to have what I call quiet time, which for some people is prayer, and for some it's meditation, and for some it's yoga, and for some it's taking a jog without any headphones on. But the idea is to be alone with yourself and your own thoughts and straighten out, you know, what you think about and what's important and what's not, and actually consciously choose to think about your life. And when you do that, things begin to come into focus. And it's really huge. If for the next 30 days, if you sit down for 5 minutes in the morning before you do anything else and just sit quietly, it will change your life. It's also the case that if you write down three things that you intend to do today, the three most important things you want to do in your business, the three most important things you want to do in your personal life and your family life, that turns out to be a good-sized list. And you'll be lucky if you get those three things done. But you're highly unlikely to get them done if you don't prioritize them. So success comes from being successful in your personal life, your professional life, your business life, and then making it all work together.
That's great. I love that. So you're suggesting 5 minutes a day. Is that enough time?
Well, not for me. I try to get 15 to 30 minutes in, and believe it or not, sometimes I meditate for an hour. I love yoga because in yoga, I do the Bikram yoga, which is 90 minutes, and there's not really much you can do, right? You're not going to be listening to your iPod or whatever. You're going to be paying attention to that, and you're not able to think about the roof leaking or, you know, whether or not you're going to be able to make payroll or whatever kinds of things that are bothering you. And so you have to just focus on the moment.
So I've got to take a break. My second guest this morning is Carl Pelichuk. Carl's the author of Relax, Focus, Succeed. And I think he's got some great information to help entrepreneurs in their busy lives. But when we come back from break, I've got some more questions about Carl and technology and how it's impacting small businesses. So hang in there for me. We'll be back from break shortly and continue the conversation with Carl.
Money 2.0 is sponsored by Rogerson Business Services.
Call Money 1055 at 866-576-1055 and get your questions answered in real time right now on Money 2.0.
Control, we can see socks for miles.
I'm sorry, Lunar One, did you say socks?
Miles and miles of socks.
Like we wear on our feet.
Roger, Control, the socks appear to cover the entire dark side of the moon.
In pairs?
No, just random socks and giant, fierce mountains of dryer lint.
The search is over! Yeah!
There are some things you can search for and never ever find, but when it comes to finding a local job, SacramentoHelpWanted.com has made the search super easy and free.
Do you see any purple argyle?
Search by keywords or phrases to find hundreds of jobs in accounting, HR, recruiting, retail, or healthcare or IT, and post your resume in minutes.
Lots of tube socks and a holy cow, there is a river of knee-highs.
I guess the search is over. Check us out. We're SacramentoHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
Are you sure you don't see any purple argyles?
Hi, it's Phil Cowan for Feed the Children. As you may know, their home office is in Oklahoma City, and Feed the Children was among the first relief organizations in Moore and Oklahoma City to help with the recovery efforts after the recent devastating Oklahoma tornadoes. As you can imagine, their pantry is running pretty low. And Feed the Children is still expected to help feed hungry kids in all 50 states across America, including here in Sacramento, where they partner with the local Salvation Army. Although the economy is slowly recovering, according to a report from the Sacramento Hunger Coalition, about 16% of Sacramento County residents still deal with a limited or uncertain ability to get nutritionally adequate and safe food. Demand at local food banks is still high, and it's kids, the disabled, and our senior citizens who are most at risk. That's why Money 1055 supports Feed the Children with the Business Benefactor Program for local businesses. Here's sales manager Scott Hamilton to let you know how it works.
Thanks, Phil. We're asking local business owners and managers to donate $1,380 to Feed the Children. And in exchange, we'll give you a turnkey ad campaign on AM 1380 The Answer, a 40 commercial campaign, and I'll also give you another 40 free commercials on our business talk station, Money 1055.
What's the best way to reach you, Scott?
Best way to reach me is call my direct line at 916-563-7498. Leave a message if I'm away from my desk.
Call Scott and take him up on this offer or go to money1055.biz to find out more. That's money1055.biz.
Are you a business owner or entrepreneur at heart? I am too. I'm Andrew Rogerson, a local business broker and host of Money 2.0. Listen live Tuesdays at 10 on Money 105.5 FM. Let's talk about how you can successfully run your business.
Tune in to Money 2.0 with Andrew Rogerson, certified business broker and author of 4 books, Successfully Start Your Business, Buy Your Business, Buy Your Franchise, and Successfully Sell Your Business. Hear Andrew Rogerson on Money 2.0 Live, 10 a.m. Tuesdays, right here on Money 105.5 FM.
Money experts, every morning at 10 on Money 2.0. Now, back to the host, Andrew Rogerson.
Welcome back, and thank you for listening to 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. I'm the host of the show, Andrew Rogerson, and my guest is Carl Palachuk, and Carl's the author of a book called Relax, Focus, Succeed. And during the break, we were talking about a free chapter of the book that's available from his website. So, website relaxfocussucceed.com. You can go onto Carl's website. He has a free chapter on a book there. A free chapter from his book about workaholism. So after I finish this show, I'll be heading home and I'll be downloading and reading a copy of Workaholism because that's something that that is a problem I need to deal with. So so there's a free chapter available on workaholism. Just briefly, Carl, what's the chapter about? I mean, the title is obvious, but just talk a little bit about it.
Well, I mean, fundamentally, what happens is that we look at something in a very low tech way, right? Which is, if I have a lot of work and I want to get it done, what do? I work more.
Right.
Well, that's usually the worst answer in the 21st century. We have so many other ways to get work done, and to manage the work, and to figure out what's important and what, you know, what's never going to get done. If you have 1,000 messages that are low priority in your email inbox, some of them are years old, just go ahead and delete them. You know, it really is going to be okay. The world will keep spinning, and you're never going to get to them anyway. So why put that pressure on yourself? But also, you shouldn't work 10, 12, 14 hours a day. I mean, some people can get by at 10 hours a day. But beyond that, you are less and less productive every hour you work. And we all know it, and yet we do it anyway. So this is some, I give some tips on how to work less and get more done.
Great. Now that's terrific stuff, because we're just under so much pressure. And I like your comment there. If your email box is full of messages, you have Carl's permission to go and delete them, because guess what? If they were important, the person who sent you the email, they would have come back to you and said, "Hey, I sent you an email. I hadn't heard back from you," and they would bring it to your attention. So it makes perfect sense. So again, Carl's written the book Relax, Focus, Succeed. It's available from his website, relaxfocussucceed.com. But part of what Carl does is technology, and I think technology is a ever encroaching area for small businesses. There's just so much happening with technology. What's some of the things that you do? Carl has a company called America's Tech Support. What's some of the things you do there at America's Tech Support?
Well, the primary thing we do is something called managed services, which is to say that we take over management of your computer systems. And I'm one of the people who sort of founded this way of delivering service, where we charge a flat monthly fee for the maintenance of the operating system and software. So with that, you get a very even expenditure every month, and you kind of can predict what you're going to spend on technology. Now, if you're going to put in a whole new system, obviously there's a charge for that. But in terms of the monthly maintenance for everything, we do it for one flat fee. And we, again, instead of working 14 hours a day to get that done, we have automated tools and systems that get that done far more efficiently than a human being can. And a perfect example is we used to always go in and do a monthly maintenance, which would take an hour or an hour and a half on a machine. And now almost everything that's done in that monthly maintenance is done every minute, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You know, how much disk space do you have? Instead of checking that once a month, we check it every 60 seconds. And if there's a problem, we automatically get an alert. It creates a ticket. And sometimes we're able to find and fix problems before the owner even knows they've had them.
Right. So if you own a business, you're listening, and the technology worries you because it's always going down, or you're worried about getting a bill for an amount of money you can't afford, Carl has put together a solution. This managed service programs will charge you a fixed fee every month. So you'll know in advance how much you're going to be paying. And by paying that amount, you get a contract. I presume you have a contract in writing with the person?
Of course.
Yep. And the contract will spell out what Carl includes. But basically, it includes the maintenance of the equipment. And part of Carl's services is, as the equipment ages, because technology changes so quickly, there's new equipment coming out. Carl would be able to help you with that integration and upgrading you. But the thing is, having a fixed fee for your monthly service, it helps you know where you stand and where you need. And if you've got a question, you pick up the phone, give them a call, and you'll do phone support, or I presume you'll come out and do on-site visits as well.
Yes. You know, today it's interesting compared to 10 years ago. Today, most people love remote support because they don't have to schedule anything with us. They don't have to wait for us to show up. I mean, literally, they say, okay, I'm going to be away from my computer from, 1 to 2. So we connect in remotely, we fix the problem, we do whatever needs to be done, and we're out of there. We also do a lot of work automatically, and we do a lot of work at night. The key thing, though, is because things are patched, fixed, and updated all the time, they just break less.
Right.
I mean, it's literally true that, it's like a car or anything else. If you believe in preventive maintenance, then we're your guy. Right. If you want to wait until all your stuff is broken and falls apart and then call somebody,
yep,
we won't help you.
Sure.
We will not help you.
But some services, like if you're a doctor or other businesses, they can't have downtime. Their business requires them to be up, and so if they've got this remote service that you can call in and fix a problem, that's a tremendous service to them.
Yes, in fact, one of our biggest clients is a doctor's office with five heart surgeons, and it's in the Bay Area. And obviously, we can't scoot over there in a half hour's notice.
Right.
But we've supported them for, I think, 8 years now, and they have essentially zero downtime, and it's because their systems are so well-maintained.
And just quickly, because we're running out of time, but technology is just ever-changing, ever-evolving?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it's growing. It's changing faster than ever. And that the speed at which it will change is going to go faster and faster every year. We've sort of reached this point where it's now logarithmic, you know, that the technology doubles every 18 months. Well, that means it's going to keep doubling and doubling faster and faster and faster. So it's hard to keep up. And what we try to do is let people do what they do for a living. You want to be a lawyer? You should be a lawyer and right. not a technician.
Exactly.
We'll be the technician.
Yep. Yep. Carl, we're running out of time. I want to thank you for coming in and being a guest this morning. Again, Carl's got a couple of books here. If you want copies, they're available at the station. Just give them a call, 866-576-1055. Relax, focus, succeed, or you can go to Carl's website and download or buy a copy, or go to Amazon. Or if you're listening and you've got questions about technology, you're welcome to go to Carl's website. He's got a technology website. It's called americastechsupport.com. So please go and check out Carl's information there on www.americastechsupport.com. If you've got a business and technology is critical, you can't afford any downtime, Carl has a managed service program solution there for you. Carl, thanks for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Next week, I've got two guests. My first guest, who Carl actually knows, is Brian Sharp. And Brian's from a company called Go Big Company. And he's just put a product together that helps small businesses get out there and market themselves. So talking to Brian about his product, it's called Presenter Box. And my second guest is Lenny Verkholtz, and Lenny is the CEO of a franchise called Executive Care Franchises. One of the things I do is help people buy and sell a franchise, and Lenny's put together a franchise concept around the senior care industry. So I'll be talking with Lenny about that and his business model. So thank you for listening this morning. You're on 105.5 FM and Money 2.0. If you want to download this show, it's on my website, www.rogersonbusinessservices.com. And we'll talk to you next Tuesday at 10 o'clock. Bye for now.